It is 12 o'clock. You are listening to 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids and 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Check out our playlist, podcast, and more at KAXE.org. I'm Malachi Coons. We are bringing you American Roots in just a moment. At 2 o'clock, it is Shiro's Radio with host Carmel Holt, amplifying female voices and music across genres and generations. They are finishing up their Road to Joni series. They have been taking a look at her resurgence over the last few years since her 2022 Folk Fest performance. After that, hear Mixtape with Steve Noy, and we have Will Owens hosting Americana from 5 o'clock to 7. Go to KAXC.org for a complete list of all of our programming here on KAXC. Right now, it is time for American Roots.
The Historic New Orleans Collection, a free museum in the heart of the French Quarter, presents A Vanishing Bounty, an exhibition on Louisiana's coastal environment and culture. Experience the region's land, air, and water. A Vanishing Bounty tells a story rich in history, nature, culture, and caution. For information, hnoc.org. This is American Roots, where we'll travel to the southeastern U.S., musically, that is, to get in touch with two younger players of guitar and harmonica in a complex style called Piedmont Blues that mixes ragtime, old-time country music, gospel, hollers, and historic popular songs. We'll meet guitarist-singer Jontavious Willis from rural Greenville, Georgia, and harmonica player Andrew Ali from Richmond, Virginia, to talk about why they play acoustic blues.
I feel like there's this misconception that the blues form is very simple and it's a very simple music, but it's a very complex, layered, nuanced music.
A lot of people think it's still simple, but the old folks are like, they are playing, that's a full sound they're making with just one instrument.
Music in Conversation with Andrew and Jontavious coming up, and we'll hear historic music from Piedmont players Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, John Cephas and Phil Wiggins, and guitarists Etta Baker and Elizabeth Cotton. Also songs from Bob Wills' Texas Playboys, Lazy Lester's Baton Rouge Blues, and a modern jazz work song from Cannonball and Nat Adderley. Here's a bit more of a beloved Piedmont guitarist from Rappahannock County, Virginia, the late John Jackson. Let's roll with William McKinley Jazz Gillum on harmonica and vocals from Indianola, Mississippi. Gillum is backed by Washboard Sam, Big Bill Brunzi, and George Barnes on guitars, recorded in Aurora, Illinois for Bluebird Records, 1938. It's Jazz Gillum's song, Windy Blues, on American Roots.
I don't need no Victrola, no radio in my home. I don't need no Victrola, no radio in my home. When I want music, I can make my own. Play it. I'm blowing a song for my woman, I hope you don't get me wrong. I'm blowing a song for my woman, I hope you don't get me wrong. I've got to win this balance, all I do is turn it on. I want everybody to listen while I blow this song. I want everybody to listen while I blow this song. I'm a harmonica king and Mississippi is my home. Thank you.
town some folks called her Dinah. Stole my heart away from me way down in Louisiana.
Take me back, Tulsa.
Take me back to Tulsa. Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys, 1946. Band leader Bob Wills on fiddle and his ahas. Tommy Duncan singing. Also Lester Bernard, electric guitar. Millard Kelso on piano. Alex Brasher, trumpet. Roy Honeycutt on steel guitar. Billy Jack Wills on bass. And Johnny Cuviello, drums. For many years, Bob Wills' band played at what became Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa. Today, Tulsa is a humming music scene from country and roots rock to Native American stomps and Cherokee punk bands. I always like to hear Western swing next to jazz of the era, and we started with William McKinley, Jazz Gillum. We've got a lot of acoustic East Coast Piedmont blues coming up, recorded in people's homes, in studios, and on festival stages. And we'll play some more jazz. Here's a meditation on the legacy of work by sharecroppers from Sonny Terry on harmonica and vocals. Sonny from Shelby, North Carolina, where his dad also played harmonica dance tunes for Saturday Night Fish Fries. Sonny's partner of many years is Brownie McGee from Knoxville, Tennessee, on guitar.
You wanna jump down, turn around. Whoa, whoa, Lordy. Whoa, whoa, Lordy. Whoa, Lordy. You wanna jump down, turn around. You wanna get on your knees. You wanna look all around. You wanna jump down, turn around. Whoa, Lordy. You wanna jump down, turn around. Me and my buddy wanna jump down, Ronnie. You wanna jump down, turn around. You wanna look all around. Whoa, Lordy. You wanna jump down, turn around. You gonna jump down, turn around. Me and my wife gonna, me and my wife gonna, me and my wife gonna, me and my wife gonna pick a bale of day.
Thank you.
song, recorded by Cannonball Adderley's Quintet, 1960. Cannonball on alto sax, younger brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Barry Harris piano, Sam Jones bass, Lewis Hayes drums. A great jazz treatment of the work song tradition and social struggles and arduous labor among African Americans. Next up, the late Baton Rouge native guitarist and harmonica player Leslie Johnson, better known as Lazy Lester, to which he added, "Lord knows I'm not lazy, I'm just tired." Crowley, Louisiana studio producer J.D. Miller gave Lazy Lester the nickname and claimed to have written this song. Lester said he did. I believe him. Recorded for Exceller 1958. "I'm a lover, not a fighter," on American Roots.
I met a pretty girl, as pretty as can be. I thought she was my baby till she introduced to me a great big tall fella about 6'4". I shivered and I sure couldn't do anymore, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. You think a jet is fast, you ought to see me run. I can travel faster than a bullet from a gun, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Me, 'cause I'm a lover, not a fighter. Yes, I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter, and I'm really built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed. Built for speed.
Don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she loves me, my baby. Oh, yes, I know she loves me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my baby. True little baby, my baby. Thank you. she do so pleasing, my baby. True little baby, my baby. My baby don't stand no fooling, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my baby. She's hot, there ain't no cooling, my baby. True little baby, she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby.
True little baby,
she's my baby. Little Walter recording Willie Dixon's song in 1955 for Checker Records. Dixon was inspired by Sister Rosetta Tharpe's This Train, switching from sacred to secular to make My Babe a number one R&B hit. Willie Dixon playing upright bass, Robert Jr. Lockwood, and Leonard Cassin on guitars with Freddie Bilo on drums. A mega blues classic. And we are back on the other side in conversation, music, and song with Southeast bluesman Jontavious Willis on guitar and Andrew Alley, mouth harp, when American Roots returns.
This is KAXE, KBXE. Right now we are bringing you American Roots, and we will take you back there in just a moment. We receive support from ICTV, connecting, informing, and empowering the community through diverse media. Learn more at watchictv.org. Do you love KEXC? Do you work in a business in northern Minnesota? You can support this station by becoming a business sponsor. Find out more. Email sponsors at kaxc.org or call 218-326-1234 and ask for Peggy, Jen, or Chris. Coming up on Stay Human, Fred Freeman and Sonia Merrill attend citizenship swearing-in ceremonies, Robert Jevney breaks down the Gettysburg Address, and Marsh Muirhead on love of country, plus some American anthems too. Stay Human tomorrow at 5 p.m. You can also catch it Saturdays at 9 a.m. It is an hour of story and song. Let's get you back to American Roots here on KAXE.
This is American Roots, digging into Southeast Coast and Piedmont blues. Finger-picked with influences from ragtime, sacred music, field hollers, ballads, and more. One of the great instrumentalists was guitarist Etta Baker, first recorded at her home in Morganton, North Carolina in 1956. Here were the traditional blues many know from covers by the Grateful Dead and Woody Guthrie to Bill Monroe. Going down the road, feeling bad on American Roots.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
I've been all around the world, bought everything from diamond to gold. No matter where I go or what I buy, I'm still a country boy in my soul. So take me to the country. Nothing but skies and pine. Oh, follow me to the country where we can have a real good time. Well, the folks in the country don't live too fast. Got good mannerism and spectacular class. Take me to the country. Nothing but skies and pines. follow me to the country where we can have a real good time. Take the cloud as your pillow, the grass as your bed. I know you smell the sweet aroma of that hot water cornbread. Take me to the country, nothing but skies and pines. Oh, follow me to the country where we can have a real good time. Your sleep here in that southbound train. Say, take me back to the country, nothing but pines and sky. Oh, follow me to the country, we can have a real good time.
To the country, Jontavious Willis from Greenville, Georgia, on guitar and vocals. That's from his 2019 recording, Spectacular Class. Harmonica player Andrew Ollie and guitarist Jontavious Willis met at Augusta Blues Week in Elkins, West Virginia, 2018. Though relative newcomers to the blues, they're devoted to keeping the tradition alive and well. They've been exploring the music from Piedmont and country blues to covers of Ray Charles, and also writing their own songs. Andrew took up harmonica in his 20s in Richmond, Virginia, and guitarist Jontavious grew up in the church in rural Georgia, singing gospel before turning to the blues.
Well, you know, even in church music, it's still like, you know, it's similar. It's just like you change a few words. You know, you think of Thomas Dorsey. Well, he started out as a preacher, then he went to be a great blues pianist and writer, then he went back to becoming the father of gospel music, so it's a thin line between gospel and blues. My grandfather, he never was like a ballad singer, he always sung rough, you know, and just straight to the point. And, you know, in that, kind of you get those kind of tinges of blues. My dad always played records around the house. He had, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. Because I always listened to a lot of stuff, especially coming up. I used to listen to, you know, soul and rock. But definitely branched out my, you know, my musical vocabulary. So when I heard Hard Again by Muddy Waters, it did something to me. So
now, when I was a young boy, my mother South gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
How old were you when you heard that?
I don't know. I had to be like 12. Uh-huh. Yeah, like 12. Yeah, he just reminded me of church. And I remember seeing a video on YouTube, and Muddy Waters was in front of a black audience. And he was doing his thing, but it was different because, you know, with a lot of the white audience, they wait till you get done and then they'll clap for you. But see, these folk, they kind of, just like, you remind me of church. It's just like, as you, like,
responding,
they talking right. To you as it's going on, and they make you feel good. You can tell Muddy, he was in the older age. And man, yeah, so that, it did it for me. Mm-hmm.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling bad. I think about a girl that I once have had, but I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving her. Well, I just keep loving, I don't know the reason why.
I didn't pick up harmonica until I was in college. I was out one day in a local park and I saw a guy busking playing harmonica. I just got inspired by hearing him. You know, I always loved music, but I never thought that I could be a musician myself until that day. I mean, that's all I needed. You know, once I found the good blues harmonica, I was like, this is all I want to do. These sounds are blowing my mind.
Is it different getting on a stage and playing harmonica with a partner?
You know, it's just different because people are there to listen, you know, and there's a relationship between you and the audience. Like John Tavis was saying, that calm response, that this connection that you get, I think it sort of enhances your music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you see people appreciating and getting into it, it just completely changes your energy in the playing. That's all I want when I play my music. Think of my favorite players, Sonny Boy Williamson, you know, Rice Miller, Big Walter, they use their hands and, you know, you're really able to mold that sound and that's really what makes it unique. So I'll always sort of be drawn a little bit more to the acoustic side because of that.
Okay, I mean, look, we're in a world where Buddy Guy went screaming through Chicago with power chords and certainly a lot of great electric blues player, B.B. King and Lucille. We think of all these great names, but you're playing an acoustic guitar.
I really like when the voice is over everything mm-hmm. else and everything else is kind of like, you know, behind it. That's how I hit over records. Like you have to really go back and listen to it to really hear what they're doing on the guitar, because a lot of people think that's still simple, but the old folks are like, they are playing. Yeah. That's a full sound they're making with just one instrument.
I'm the lonesome Hollywood. Everybody wanna know where in the world I'm from. Lonesome Hollywood. Everybody wanna know where in the world I'm from. Never get a chance to see me. Only hear me when I howl.
I feel like this is misconception that the blues form is very simple and it's a very simple music, but it's a very complex, layered, nuanced music. And that goes back to really listening to what people are doing. You can't recreate a lot of these sounds and, you know, what these, you know, people before us did, you know, until people realize that, you know, I don't think they can truly appreciate the music.
Performers in general often want to be I am the one kind of thing. So when you have a duo, it's not like there's a band leader and three others, you know, and it's not like it's a solo. I mean, duo is kind of a little bit of a rarity right now, it seems to me.
You play with somebody long enough, like me and Andrew been playing together for a while, you know, you don't really have to think.
You know, you can't hide anywhere when you're playing a duo. You know, all of your music, all of your sound is out there, and that's what I appreciate about it. It's like, you know, you get what you get. It's raw.
Where is this going, you think? I mean, is there a contemporary role, you think, for what some people call country blues or Piedmont blues to comment on life today?
Oh, yeah, I think for sure. If you're doing it now, I think that's that contemporary element. I think even though some of the songs might be similar in form, or, you know, the verbiage might be similar, because, you know, we're similar people. We're kind of, you know, we're in the same places that a lot of these folks that recorded before us were from. So, you know, the vernacular would be similar, but still, you know, it right to today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's always room for creativity with any form of music. You know, I don't like this idea of it's all been done, you know, there's nothing more to be done. It's like, no, and they're just, that's the beauty of when you play a form of music, is finding there's always room for creativity and growth in it while still being true to the music.
I'm living my best life and I'm doing it best I know how. I'm living my best life and I'm doing it the best I can. Gonna have some mansions way up on the hill. When I go to work, I do it as my will, cause I'm living my best life and I'm doing the best I can.
Jontavious and Andrew on stage at the Montana Folk Festival 2022. Let's stay with them and the crowd for one more song, an Arthur Big Boy Crudup tune. So Glad You're Mine on American Roots.
Jontavious Willis and Andrew Ollie on stage with a Piedmont blues-style guitar and harmonica at the Montana Folk Festival in Butte, courtesy Montana Public Radio. And we are back with Odetta, Cephas and Wiggins, Warner Williams, and Elizabeth Cotton when American Roots returns.
From conversations about local government or sports or breakfast or even hunting, when you tune in to KAXE, you feel like you're home.
I was surprised even when I saw the numbers. I mean, they had, just to give you an example, first weekend, they had nearly 1,200 bears registered. The most they've seen in a single day going back 20 years was 790.
Because I cooked the bacon first, and then I used the bacon grease to saute the onions, and then I make the omelet.
Okay, the Minnesota Chippewa tribe consists of the six bands. There's White Earth, Leech Lake, Boys Fort, Grand Portage, Fond du Lac, and Mille Lacs.
Support conversations about where we live, this place we call home. Come home to KAXE with your membership to keep these conversations going. Text the word donate to 218-326-1234. I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for your support.
Coming up, the famous song about John Henry and his battle with the steam drill against the hammer in his hand. Said to be at the C&O Railway Big Bend Tunnel near Talcott, West Virginia, around 1870. We'll start with Odetta Holmes from her 1956 debut LP. Odetta sings Ballads and Blues. It's a song she learned from Lead Belly. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. called Odetta the Queen of American Folk Music. Take This Hammer on American Roots.
You can take it this hammer to the captain. Take the hammer after the captain. Take this hammer after the captain. Tell him I'm gone, boy. Tell him I'm gone. I don't want to call.
little boy, bigger than the palm of your hand. Time that boy, he was 9 years old, driving Spike like a man. Driving Spike like a man. John Henry was a little boy, sitting on his mammy's knee. He picked up a hammer and a little bit of steel. Is a hammer gonna be the death of me? Hammer gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to the captain, yeah, man, you ought to see me swing. I weigh 49 pounds from my hip's hometown. Love to hear that cold steel ring. Love to hear that cold steel ring. A man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let the steam drill beat me down, I'm gonna die with this hammer in my hand. Die with this hammer in my hand. Drive. Steam drill was by his side. He beat that steam drill 3 chest and down. He laid down his hammer, Lord, he died. Laid down a hammer, Lord, he died. John Henry said, oh, Captain, yeah, just my hammer sucking wind. Just my hammer sucking wind. There lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving man. There lies a steel-driving
John Henry, guitarist, singer Bowling Green John Cephas, and harmonica Phil Wiggins, live on our original Folk Masters radio series from Carnegie Hall in 1990. Both Cephas and Wiggins named National Heritage Fellows. If John Henry was a 19th century hero digging a train tunnel, here's a legendary 20th century song about a freight train, composed and played by one of the best-loved Piedmont guitar songsters, Elizabeth Cotton, of Carrboro, North Carolina.
This morning, put on my old highway shoes, and the first thing I knew, my feet had those highway blues. I went out on the highway, Greyhound bus had gone. I got to thinking about my little woman, and I went walking on. A woman down south, they calls her Daniel Line. If I had her with me, the highway wouldn't worry my mind. I got a woman down south, 14 up, yeah. You know it takes a good man to have a woman everywhere. Give me one kiss, mama, just before I go. I'm gonna leave with me running, 'cause walking is most too slow. I'm going back to the barnyard, where haven't done nothing. They drove a good man away from home. Now when the moon peep over the mountain, I must be on my way. I'm gonna roam this old highway, Lord, till the break of day. Yes, I walk that old highway. I wore 20 pair of shoes. Well, I walk from New York all the way to Newport News. Yes, I walk that old highway. My feet got soaking wet. Well, I ain't found my baby and I ain't stopped walking yet. When the moon peep over the mountain, I must say goodbye. I'm gonna roam this old highway, Lord, till the day I die. Thank you.
Key to the Highway, a well-known Piedmont blues song in the classic duo format. The late NEA Heritage Fellow Warner Williams on guitar and vocals, with Jay Sommerauer on harmonica, both former garbage truck drivers in the Washington, D.C. area. Warner Williams from Tacoma Park, Maryland, when it was still country out there. And Jay still lives out in the country near Olney, Maryland today. That's from a Smithsonian Folkways album I produced from the Folkmaster series at Wolf Trap National Park with Warner and Jay, called Blues Highway. And that's where we get off the road for a minute. American Roots is produced in collaboration with Tulane University's School of Liberal Arts. Special thanks to Montana Public Radio's Jake Birch, recording engineer, and Chris Moyles for mixing and mastering the live performances, and program director Michael Marsalek. Our program is supported by the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Tourism and Culture Fund, and Jim Hart in Chicago. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX, Public Radio Exchange. There is-